So we're doing famous for Forecastle. Celebrity encounters you've had in real life. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, heck, I haven't run into a celebrity in real life. Kelly, tell them what they could do.
Well, you can just make it up. If you've ever wanted to meet a celebrity in real life, how would that play out in your brain? Tell us a story. And if it's good, we'll probably believe you.
Yeah.
We did. We believed Robert.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He lied.
Look, it's all about the story for us. And we can't sit here and turn a blind eye to the fact that people are probably going to try to lie to get these tickets. So, you know.
Yeah, we didn't want to discount anyone who had never met a celebrity before from getting these tickets. So we're just opening it up like, hey, you can make it up.
Yep.
Just make it good.
All right. So Holly calling us from Jeffersonville. Hey, Holly.
Hey.
Okay, so you've had a celebrity encounter. Tell us about it.
Okay, this encounter involves Louisville's own and Forecastle headliner Jack Harlow.
Okay.
My sister and I had first row seats behind Louisville's sidelines for the UofL-UK football game last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Harlow came out at halftime, and then he went and hung out by the sidelines for a minute, and he was literally right in front of us. And we noticed some stairs leading down to the field. And we were like, what would happen if we just walked onto the field and met Jack Harlow?
And so, security would probably escort you out.
You would think. But we were like, just walk down there like you're supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And so we did.
Yeah.
And we walked right up, tapped Mr. Harlow on the shoulder, got a picture with him. He walked off shortly thereafter, and then we stood on the sidelines for probably 5 more minutes before someone came up and ID'd us, and we were like, we'll just go back to our seat.
No harm, no foul.
You know,
no harm, no foul. We got our pictures, we got our video, and we met Jack Harlow.
You know, Holly, I feel like having the confidence to just say, no, I'm supposed to be here, is like 9/10 of getting things you want.
It's all in your demeanor.
This is my life story.
Right. It's just like, act like you're supposed to be here, and they'll believe you. That is funny. All right, Holly, hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
I feel like there's going to be a lot of Jack Harlow stories.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple already this week. Megan calling us from Camp Taylor. Megan, look at your phone. How long have you been waiting for this moment?
26 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have multiple lines that ring into the radio station. Megan called like half an hour ago. I was like,
I called another 6:30
a.m.
Can I just wait on hold?
Yeah.
All right. Megan, so wouldn't it be awful, Megan, if you went this far and you ended up not getting the tickets?
What's the matter with you?
I haven't punched any celebrities or, met Jack Harlow. That would be cool.
All right, Megan.
But,
I'd love
to have a good one.
All right. Give us your celebrity encounter story.
Okay. So, locals don't really go to Derby, right? We go to Oak sometimes, right?
Right.
But about 7 or 8 years ago, I'm trying to remember, I think it was before I left my old job. So, and another funny story, Larry Burkhead came into my old job looking for sunglasses with his sister before the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool because we got a picture with him.
Yeah.
So my mom and I were invited to Derby one year, about 7 or 8 years ago. And so we snagged some like really great box seats, and we're inside at the bar, and she goes to get, turn our tickets in for the last race. And I'm sitting there trying to order. And I'm the kind of person who could, like, pop my knuckles the wrong way and almost die. Like, I'm just accident prone. I'm weird like that.
Okay.
So I start to, like, choke on my own, like, saliva. Like, I'm, like, just breathing the wrong way. And I'm like, oh, God, this is how I die at the Derby, right?
Okay.
And this man sitting at the bar starts to pat me on the back, just to, like, come on.
Yeah, you got this.
And I'm
put
like,
put your arms up.
I start breathing again, and I turn and look. It's Pauly Shore, and I was like, "Oh my God, Pauly Shore just saved my life!" he was like, "And don't you forget it." And I was like, "I swear, I will never forget that."
Snoochie Boochies.
Yes, my God. He was the nicest guy. So nice.
Pauly Shore's been on the show before. He is a great guy.
Yeah. He gave me a back rub.
Oh, man.
So Pauly Shore saved your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pat you on the back and he gave me a back rub. Oh.
I love it.
We're practically sisters.
All right, Megan, hang on a quick sec. All right, Megan?
Okay.
Hang on.
That was a life or death situation involving Pauly Shore. She's got my vote.
And you know what? Pauly Shore coming through in the clutch to save her life? Holy cow.
Exactly.
That is not something I would have seen coming. All right, Kimberly calling us from J-Town. Hi, Kimberly.
Hey.
Hey. Sounds like she's about to lie to us. That's what it sounds like. All right, Kimberly, give us your celebrity encounter story.
I'm going to tell you the title of my little story, and then I'll tell you the actual story.
Oh, it's got a title.
She's got
the headline.
I know.
All right.
I almost got ran over by Paul Walker.
Wow.
So, oh, wow.
And now the rest of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I had this little aspiration of being an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And 2005, 2006, I went to LA for pilot season, which is a time where all aspiring models, actors go to hopefully be in the brand new shows coming out during the summer.
Okay.
Kind of like their make or break.
Gotcha.
But we go to auditions during the day, and at night, we're allowed to go across LA and just hang out. And just kind of sightsee and everything like that.
Okay.
A group of us took the subway to like the farthest part of the popular type of LA scenes and decided to walk back, and that way we could see everything. So we got to see like the Chinese Theater and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And so on our way walking, we're doing all the sightseeing. So all of our heads are mostly up looking at, oh, look at this tall building, or, oh, wow, look at this cool thing. We're in Fashion District.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking up the whole time, like, oh, gosh, I think we're in Little China. Look, it's like Little China.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking, and I walk across the street because it's like midnight. A homeless man grabs the back of me and pulls me and hugs me really tight. I'm thinking I'm about to die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get mugged in front of all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, a silver car just like goes like 1,000 miles per hour and does a donut in the middle of the intersection. And that homeless man saved my life.
Oh.
And
wow.
I don't know what this guy's name is, or like, I don't know what he, like, maybe a producer or someone important came with a notebook and like prayed, like begged me to sign this release form saying they're not liable for my death.
Oh my gosh. Like, what?
So I like thanked the homeless man and I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And all these, Asians were looking at me like, are you okay? And I'm like, sure.
Okay.
And I got a wave, like, nice and stuff from Paul, and yeah, so, I lived to tell the tale.
So Paul Walker was driving the silver car that almost ran you over in LA.
He does his own stunts. And
Was he filming Fast and Furious?
Yes. So here's the thing, and it's really, really wicked how it's done, but it was Too Fast, Too Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Okay.
They are filming as if they were in Tokyo, which made me think why we were in Little China, because I don't obviously know my characters. And yeah,
okay, so they were filming.
Yes.
Okay, so
and
they
you
were
walked
filming
into the middle of a scene.
Yes.
How is that
and
even?
He, like, did a donut, and I like freaked out and almost wet my pants.
So wait.
That was my breakthrough of acting.
So how were you able to walk right into the middle of a movie set?
I know. Typically, they wrote that off,
screen.
Right?
So, they have all these extras, I guess, for, like, people and stuff. And so all these extras are on the side. And, like, again,
so
I'm just
probably an extra.
Like, okay.
Well, okay. So if you go, like, milliseconds in the movie, you can kind of see me step out, but then they change camera scenes so you don't see that angle.
Okay. All right,
but,
Kimberly.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you what.
So you might have just walked into the movie. Well,
I did by accident.
All right, Kimberly, hang on.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I'll tell you one thing. There are a ton of people that are texting in saying Kimberly's lying. A, there's no subways in LA. B, Paul Walker wasn't in Tokyo Drift. So man, she's already got some people against her.
I want to believe it though.
You want to believe it.
I want to believe it though.
Man, I gotta be Kimberly. Not a lot of people are believing you right now, but it's not.
I have to
listen. It's not up to.
I have to
I don't care. It's not up to them. It's up to Kelly and I. All right. It's up to Kelly.
She said she's got receipts.
I'm sure she does. All right. Uh-huh. So, well, we've now heard between Holly and her not so chance encounter with Jack Harlow when she just decided that I'm going to
I'm waltzing down there to say hello.
I'm waltzing down onto the field of the UK U of L game to say hi to Jack Harlow. Megan, who's literally now waited on hold for about 45 minutes. And Pauly Shore saved her life. And Kimberly's Paul Walker almost ran her over on the set of a movie, Tokyo Drift.
These are all fantastic stories. All of them.
I like the stories.
Yes.
But
I think my personal vote for a couple of reasons is she's done the time is Megan. Also the fact that we have that Pauly Shore connection.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. So you're going with Megan now. See, take time out of it. I mean, because time is relative.
You're hardcore.
Time is relative, Kelly.
Oh, is it?
And you know, if
she's put her life on hold to try to win these tickets.
I know. And listen, Megan, you knew the stipulation. Like you could call and not get these tickets. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
she understands. By the way, time check. What's it say on your phone?
35 minutes.
I love it. I love it. Hang on.
She's practically on the show now. She needs her name on the show. It's all the right. Ben Kelly and Megan show. She's been hanging out with us that long.
All right. So Holly, Megan, Kimberly.
It's tough because Kimberly had a really great story too.
Yep.
Walking into being in a movie.
All right. So listen. We're not. We're once we give the winner, it doesn't matter if your story was true or not. Okay.
Right.
So you want to just go with Megan?
Yes.
All right. We'll go with Megan. Congratulations, Megan.
Yeah.
Time well spent.
Pauly Shore saved your life. Now, real quick, was it true?
Yes.
Okay, it was true.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I believed her. All right, hang on. I got it. I'm going to go to Kimberly last, so hang on a second. Holly, was yours true?
Mine was true, and I'll have you know, I called 70 times yesterday.
Oh, my gosh! She put the time
waiting online for 45 minutes. I was late to work yesterday.
Oh,
where was my argument?
Man, Holly.
This is such a dangerous game. This is wrecking people's lives.
Oh, gosh.
This is hurtful.
Holly, you should have told Kelly that information before we... because
I trusted you.
You prefaced me. You're not going to put this on me. You're not going to put this on me. Holly, anyways, hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
I'm such a sucker for that. Oh, yeah. All right. I feel so bad.
Kimberly?
Yes.
He doesn't believe you, Kimberly, but bring the receipts.
And 1,000 of our text messages say you're lying, too. Okay. Are you lying or telling the truth?
I will put my hand on the Bible. I am telling the truth. There are subways in L.A. That was my very first subway ride. And... If I had to go milliseconds on that movie to like send you a video, I would totally do that.
All right. Well, yes. Kimberly. Oh,
yeah.
Kimberly,
send a screenshot. Just send us that little moment.
I appreciate you and your story. Sorry no one believed it. And
it was true.
All right. Kimberly, thank you. I appreciate you.
I'm so glad you survived.
All right. Take care. See ya.
Oh, dang it. See,
all right. But Megan,
I want them all.
Congrats.
They all like put in the effort.
Hey, yeah. I work from home. I can do this all day.
Oh, okay. So see, hanging online for us for 45 minutes doesn't even matter. All right. Thank you, Megan. Hang on a quick sec. We'll get more information from you.
There's a few more minutes. Just a couple more minutes.
We got to get it. Wow. All right. So they were all telling the truth. Listen, I go back. Yeah. I don't think Kimberly was telling us the truth. There's no way.
Yeah, absolutely she was. She's got the receipts.
All right. There you go. That is Famous for Forecastle, 99.7 DJX.